USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The lead federal prosecutor who helped negotiate a so-called sweetheart deal for financier Jeffrey Epstein has submitted her resignation. A lawyer for A. Marie Villafana confirming that she has stepped down from the Justice Department amid an investigation into the role that she and other prosecutors played in that deal that allowed Epstein to plead guilty to just one count of soliciting a minor for prostitution. When the list of allegations against him ran a mile long, he ended up serving just 13 months jail time, and that was on work release back in 2008. President Trump tweeting this morning that guns should not be placed in the hands of mentally ill or deranged people. He says serious discussions are going on between the U.S. House and Senate leadership over meaningful background checks, which is something the NRA opposes. And this is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So, yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A man armed with a long gun gets into a gun battle with police in Irvington, New Jersey, near the city of Newark yesterday. Three cops were shot. The gunman was killed. Another person also killed. The officer's injuries believed to be non-life-threatening. Two people were killed after a gunman got out of his truck in the middle of a Houston, Texas highway and fired into another vehicle. The assistant Houston police chief, Bobby Dobbins, says the gunman was with a second man.
We believe there are two. We don't believe there were two shooters, just one, but we're not positive.
The president leaving moments ago from the White House to head to New Jersey to begin a vacation. He was still insisting to reporters Americans are not paying for the steep tariffs that he's imposed on China, though economists and trade analysts have said otherwise. Trump does say that the meetings between the two sides are expected to resume next month, and this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A reward's going up for information leading to the capture of an inmate believed to have killed a Tennessee State employee. The reward for West Tennessee State Penitentiary escapee Curtis Ray Watson, now at nearly $53,000. Watson broke out Wednesday, is suspected of killing an administrator at a home near the prison. A federal judge is ordering a neo-Nazi to pay a Jewish woman $14 million for a targeted campaign of harassment. Andrew Anglin published Tanya Gersh's personal details on his white nationalist website, The Daily Stormer, in 2017, and he urged his readers to contact the Montana woman. Well, they did so, leaving a barrage of racist messages and death threats. Gersh has called Thursday's court ruling a victory against hatred. Anglin's former lawyer has said he no longer lives in the U.S. His client no longer does. The creator of the viral Storm Area 51 event says that he got a visit from the FBI. Matty Roberts telling a Bakersfield TV station that agents showed up at his home recently, and he admitted he was scared at first, but he says the agents were actually, quote, super cool, and just wanted to make sure that he wasn't a terrorist making pipe bombs in his living room. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.